Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind!
Ladies and gentlemen, 10 years ago this month, we had the pleasure of meeting a very important, a very special person. Dave Anderson joined our Brain Trust and in June of 2004. And Dave has been a great member of our Brain Trust ever since. And so today we're celebrating the 10th anniversary of his membership in our Brain Trust and his associating with us, Dave Anderson. Happy anniversary, baby.
Well, that's fantastic. I had no idea it had been 10 years.
Oh, yeah. We keep up with all these records. We've got your batting average, your earned run. your base on balls, your all that. We keep up with all, well, not baseball, we keep up with all those stats. So happy anniversary.
You're in the NSA, right? I mean,
exactly. Yeah, but we do it in a nice way, in a good way.
Well, that's right. There you go.
Hey, Dave, thanks for all the great times that you've given us over the 10 years, and we appreciate it very much. Let's do 10 more. What do you think?
Oh, let's do it. I mean, it's been fun. You add a lot of value to people. It's fun to be part of that, Jim.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. That's the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer. Dave Anderson is our guest. His books include How to Deal with Difficult Customers, Up Your Business, 7 Steps to Fix, Build, and Stretch Your Organization. And then also is the newest one that I know of, Dave, How to Run Your Business by the Book. Is there one since then?
Right, the sequel is How to Lead by the Book.
How to Lead by the Book.
Just shortly after that.
I think the people come by my office and go to my library. I think somebody has walked off of that one. I can always tell the really good ones because people seem to walk off with those. Okay, folks, and it's learntolead.com.
That's right.
Learn
just like it sounds. Spell it out just like it sounds.
Learntolead.com.
Dot com.
Right. So check it out. You can find all of his books. Okay, let's talk about what you say is the best time to fix the roof is when the sun is shining. Tell us about that.
You know, I was just speaking over in the UK. As you know, Jim, I speak about 125 times a year, and I've done this in 15 countries. And I had a speaking tour over there, and they were so pleased that they had the fastest growing economy right now in the Western world, and not just Europe, but the Western world. And so, you know, one of the principles that I was teaching over there is don't wait for something bad to happen to get back to business basics, because oftentimes prosperity drains urgency. Doesn't matter what business.
Say that again.
Yeah, prosperity drains urgency. It drains urgency. When things are going well, we tend to slide back. We become complacent. We don't run up the score. We don't normally go the second mile. That's not a natural act. The natural thing is for things to wind down. In fact, there's a law of physics that says things naturally wind down rather than wind up unless outside energy is applied.
Right.
And that applies so well to business.
Gravity tends to do that, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. And things don't naturally wind up. I mean, they naturally wind down. So when things are going well, you know, they're going to naturally wind down. And so to fix the roof when the sun is shining, that's an old JFK quote. He didn't mean it for business, but it applies well there. Don't wait for the roof to cave in. Don't wait for you to have a leak before you, you know, really are sticking strongly to business basics, like hold people accountable. I mean, the best time to hold people accountable for their performance is not after the bottom falls out.
Right.
You know, it's while things are going well, so you can keep your culture strong, you can keep your momentum intact. The best time to train people is not after you've had a bad month and it is a knee-jerk reaction.
But that's not what happens, though, Dave. What happens, the two things that happen is if you and I walked up to somebody and said, okay, let me talk to you about training your people, and things were doing great, they say, look, I don't have time. I got my people working. We're you know, 24/7, 7 days a week. We're wide open. That's one thing they would say. And the other thing they would say is, why do I need training? We're so smart. We're obviously smart. We've got everything. Everything's going great. Why would I need to talk to you about fundamentals? We should be teaching people about fundamentals. When things are going good, you think it's because you're so smart.
Well, that's the whole ability to look in the mirror. You're exactly right. And when you're successful, you have to be resolutely clear as to why. Or you don't know what to reinforce, or you don't know what to change. And one of the things I told our friends over in the UK, it's wonderful to have that great economy. I said, but here's the danger. A strong economy can perfume the stench of mediocre management. You know, it really can. It can make you look a lot better than you are. So you have to examine your fundamentals. Are you training people? Are people held accountable? Are you continuing to recruit? Are you taking care of the customer? You know, during the recession, everybody reengaged with the customer. Oh, we got to take better care of our customers because they're harder to find now. Well, why would you wait to really, you know, evaluate and appreciate and find additional ways to add value to your customers? Why would you wait for something bad to happen to innovate or to, you know, change something or to risk? You should always take a risk from a position of strength, not when your back's against the wall and the bottom's about to fall out. And so this concept of fixing the roof while the sun is shining, it's counterintuitive, because the natural thing when things are going well is just to coast and to enjoy it and just, you know, just kind of tweak a little bit. But this requires that you continue to lead.
If you're going to be a professional, sophisticated, successful manager, you've got to focus on the fundamentals when times are good and when they're not so good. Whether you have time, you know, it's not a matter of having time. You make time for the fundamentals. Good times, bad times. What do you think, Dave?
Well, you're exactly right, and that's why Stephen Covey said, you know, you can't get so busy with production that you stop building your capacity to produce. You know, that's you've got to balance the two, and that's why Jim Collins said that the enemy of great is good.
I'm glad you invoked the wisdom of Stephen Covey.
Oh, yes.
Stephen was our friend here. He was on the show more than once. I'd met him more than once, and we still miss him. And I appreciate you bringing him up. Folks, Dave Anderson is here. We're celebrating his 10th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust, but there's something about him, something really special that he does you may not know about, and I'm going to make him tell us about it after these messages. 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.